From the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization and approval of the American Transmission Company's purchase of easements for the construction of the Western Milwaukee County Electric Reliability Transmission Line Project. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
You wait, see, because you don't start. Come on, Seth.
I just feel very
comfortable. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning. I'm here before you today with...
State your name for the record.
Julie Esch, Director of Operations for the Department of Administrative Services. And I'm here today with Paul Kuglich from Corporation Counsel. What is before you is a request to approve purchase of easements by the American Transmission Company for easements in various parts along the county grounds and parkland for their Western Milwaukee County Electric Reliability Program or project. I don't know if you recall, but about a year ago, there were a lot of protests in, yes, this project was, my understanding, something that was requested essentially by We Energies to provide more power, more reliable power to the county grounds, largely for the private geographic members, the hospitals. Paul Kuglich is here too to explain the state law. American Transmission Company has been moving eastward. They have projects in Minnesota. They did high tension wire projects in Madison. If you drive the Beltline, they're huge high tension poles. It's, you can't miss it. And they've made their way here. They, after getting approval from the Public Service Commission for this project, they came to Milwaukee County in August with a request for an easement on Watertown Plank Road. And in that packet that I gave you, it's, if you look at the bottom, it says parcel, if you pull apart your packet, it says parcel 15. I think it's the third or fourth one in. And you'll see it's near the power plant next to Innovation Park. That was the first request that the American Transmission Company made. And the way, and I can let Paul speak to the details on this, but the way the state law now works, and they have had state statutes revised over time, get loopholes closed to serve their purposes honestly. Milwaukee County municipalities really don't have a lot of leverage these days. They came to us saying, we would like this easement. We said, well, how about if you buy the land? They essentially bisected the parcel on Watertown Plank Road. How about if you buy the land? We'll get it to the county board. You can go on your merry way. We don't buy land. We want a permanent easement. We then started negotiating the easement document language. The easement document language originally was essentially they would go in, they would do soil borings, they would put up their monopoles. I have a picture of that, what one of their monopoles can look like. Yep, yep. I believe that in that color, they call it Corten, it will go through Underwood. So they came, you know, they came to us, they asked for the easement. We said we do have by law rights to, and we did acquire appraisals for each parcel that was, and we were reimbursed up to $2,500 for each appraisal. They indicated that, you know, they wanted that piece of land for, I think it was 98 cents a square foot. And that what we first did, we kind of tried to do a strategy knowing that this was actually, our arbitration rights became ATC's rights with this new state statute. It was untested. And so what we did first was we strategized and decided that the priority was to get better easement language. The original easement language, as I was saying before, once they started doing their soil borings, put in their monopoles, if they hit you know, glowing dirt, that would have been completely on the county's dime to remediate. We were able to, in the easement language that was presented in Legistar was a negotiation where we, the county has some exposure, but not the exposure that it did. And essentially, and maybe I should have you, Paul, talk about this, but essentially what it does is in the immediate area, if they find dirt that needs to be remediated, they're responsible for the immediate area. If it plumes out, the county is still responsible. Okay. By the time we got the easement language negotiated, we got an appraisal back. We were in agreement on the easement language, but not on a price. The way the state statute works is after that 90-day clock is up, ATC has the right to go directly to arbitration, and they did. What that means technically is that easement that they requested automatically transfers to them. That so the permanent easement was theirs. The county board, the county executive, nobody had the ability to do anything at that point. So what we had to do with then was try to get the best price we could. In the meantime, they kept coming back to us for all these multiple easement requests through Underwood Parkway, next to the CATC building, the Children's Adolescent Treatment Center, next to I-45, two poles by the Fleet building, one next to it and one where the New Swan Boulevard is, and then a couple of access easement and access and a temporary easement. So that's when Corporation Council got involved, because by the time we got appraisals back for each of the parcels, as we were negotiating price, the 90-day clock hit each time. And if I may turn it over to Paul to talk about what happened at that point and how we got to where we are right now.
State your name for the record.
Paul Kuklich, Corporation Council's office, chairman, supervisors. So what Julie said is correct. What ACT did was essentially present to us some very rudimentary easement that didn't really preserve any rights. And we saw that as being something that we were going to work forward on to negotiate to the best of our benefit. And we were able to do that. And ATC was agreeable to it, and the county was agreeable to it. Unfortunately, we were not able to come to an agreement on price on only two of the parcels. So the item that's before you, on four of the parcels, we were able to come to some sort of an agreement. On two, we were not. The two that we were not was Fleet and what we call Lot 15. We have come to an agreement now, and that's before you. But at the time, we weren't. I'm trying to tell you the process, what happens if we don't come to an agreement. So if after 90 days of ATC's offer we do not come to an agreement on the fair market value, they can file for arbitration, which they did. At the point of filing, we have to convey the easements as a matter of law to ATC. So we had negotiated the easement language. Both parties were, the language was acceptable to both parties. Fine, we had to convey the easements. But because this body is the one who is going to approve the negotiated settlement price, two of those we didn't feel comfortable taking those to you, which is the fleet parcel and Lot 15. So we're going to go to arbitration over those two parcels. In the meantime, I continue to negotiate with ATC and their outside counsel as to those values, and we were able to come to a resolution before we ended up going to an arbitrator. And so that's the whole package is before you right now, but just for your understanding, there were only two parcels that were at issue, and we were able to come to a resolution on that.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think some of our colleagues may recall, and Ms. Esch alluded to protests, if you will. I remember us having classes, I believe, from St. Therese School that were in huge opposition to all of this, and so were the protesters, were any of their concerns ever considered? I mean, it seems to me like, you know, and this company just came in and just ran roughshod and didn't really care what people thought. Now, is that just my perception, or how did we get to this stage?
Ms. Ash.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Borkowski, there people were heard, I mean, in the sense that the City of Wauwatosa, Milwaukee County, registered as interveners. We could do that with the Public Service Commission. However, I think that really the route was set. People had a right to speak, but at the end of the day, they didn't. My understanding is I don't think they really changed the route. The question also became, can these lines go underground? Mm-hmm. And they only have a small portion going underground. Largely, it's to get underneath Watertown Plank Road, under the interchange at Watertown Plank Road. We brought that up to them. We did bring that up to them, and we argued with them, and it was pointless at that point. But we felt like we had to just, you know, why can't you go back and consider underground lines? Well, they would have to be like water to refrigerate them because they get hot. I mean, all this, you know, very expensive, whatever. It was kind of at that point, you know, water over the dam. But we did try to see if we could, and we couldn't.
Well, Mr. Chairman, committee members, the protesters were looking at it from I guess two angles. One was from a health angle, as far as these lines that are exposed to whatever rays or whatever, you know, and then the other reason was aesthetics, as far as the way it looks. Now I'm confused. You said that because they ran into a brick wall here at the county level, okay? And so you're saying that then they went to the state and had the state law changed?
No, the law was changed prior. Could you speak?
Right.
Okay.
So in 2005, the state legislature adopted a statute. It's 196-491. And that essentially says if the PSC issues a certificate, in this case to ATC, to provide high voltage tension wire lines, a municipality can really only negotiate the fair market value of that. The land interest has to be conveyed. So that's where this idea of not having much leverage comes into play. So what we did was, to the best of our ability, we negotiated the easement language to the county's benefit. And that was a struggle. That was hard to do. And we did. And we reached an agreement on that. But effectively, that law, which was passed in 2005, allows ATC to simply move forward with the project. The easement's going to be granted. They are going to do construction. So the real decision comes then on the dollars and cents of the value of the taking.
Chairman, you know, our colleague, Supervisor Schmidt, whose district this was, and was very active. And I know that he's not present with us today, but I'm curious from our people in front of us what the supervisor of the district speaks of this.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I did speak to Supervisor Schmidt last week and brought him up to speed. He felt that we did actually better than he initially thought as far as getting the fair market value out of it, out of each of these parcels. So he understands the nature of the project and our limitations as a county is what we can and can't do. So he was fine with this.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Washon.
Thank you. You made a comment, Mr. Kuglich, that I guess Corp Counsel's office decided we go to arbitration on two parcels. Is that correct?
No, so the Department Administrative Services and ATC couldn't reach agreement on the value of two parcels. So then ATC filed in circuit court a demand for arbitration and conveyance of the easements, and that's when I became involved. So there had been a settlement reached on four of the parcels. Mm-hmm. Two were outstanding. And so then in negotiating that prior to arbitration during this process, I was able to meet with ATC and with their counsel and reach an agreement on the price of those two parcels, which is the Fleet parcel and Lot 15. So now we're able to present you with the full package.
Since they passed a few things, and I think they've done more since that with the Public Service Commission and their... this is just a gross example of large corporations getting their way, and they can just shove anything. And the anti-Milwaukee bias, that they didn't care that this was going to go over a grade school, the Montessori school. They didn't care about the medical complex. They didn't care about the aesthetics of our parkway. You know, they don't care if they turn Milwaukee into a giant sewer. They don't live here kind of approach. So the Public Service Commission just totally decided to shove this power line down our throat because that's what they can do. I wish we would have taken a more proactive kind of different legal strategy a long time ago. I know before things really got soured with the county exec's office, they did try and talk to some people, but then obviously they, this was when the chief of staff, Amber Marine, was here. Obviously, they were out of their league when it came to this level of intergovernmental workings. And so here we are with the pitfalls. You get a big tower in your backyard and a big, you know, wire. So part of me out of just spite says we ought to just say, you know, deny it for something. They're going to go to arbitration and get their and give us the price anyways on it. And just as a protest vote, I think that we should be opposed to this whole process because they could put it underground. There were multiple different routes that were proposed, and they decided that the health and well-being of our community wasn't in their interest, so they said they only were going to put that small portion, going, I believe, from the south up towards the hospital underground. So I appreciate your work. I know it's not the fault of the people sitting in front of us, but I think the exec could have did a lot more in this to voice the county's rights under this and challenge the transmission company. But, you know, that didn't happen. So I would hope we would, like I said, just as a protest vote, say thanks but no thanks to your easement, and we'll see you in court since they're going to do it anyways.
Supervisor Taylor, then look.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So basically, American Transmission Company, ATC, donated large dollars of money to elected officials in Madison to get the law changed back in 2005. And then when did they actually start the process with us then? When did this the conversation begin? Because it was before my time.
Chairman, it was, it must have been about 2010. It was before I was in this position as well. So I got into it when they actually submitted us the letter requesting the easement.
So we know how we got here, contributions in Madison. So now that we are here, I see that it says the county board and county executive are required to approve their negotiated offer. Kind of pigeoning on Supervisor Weishon, what happens if we don't? What happens if we say, forget this, we don't like this being rammed down our throats, and you know, we think this is a load of you know what? What happens then?
So Supervisor... Chairman, supervisors, to put it bluntly, it's already been rammed down our throat. Mm-hmm. So the easements have been granted. You can't approve or deny the easements. The easements that are as a matter of law have been conveyed, and they're going to work. What you're here to do is to approve the fair market value settlement that we've reached with ATC on the dollars and cents of the transactions. If you don't approve that, then effectively you'll send us into arbitration with ATC to argue appraisals. ATC has their appraisal, we have our appraisal, but we've already done that footwork and have come to an agreement. So unfortunately, the project's moving forward.
Thank you.
So, Jerzyk?
I'm trying to understand the decision-making process, and I understand what you just indicated. It sounds like the 90 days, once the 90 days are over, they're going to get the easement period. And if they receive any resistance, they'll just let the 90 days run. I mean, that seems to be the way it's set up. Who actually grants the conveyance of the easement? Is that the PSC?
One could argue that it's actually a matter of law that is conveyed. The statute reads that upon the commencement of arbitration, the land interest shall be conveyed to the utility, so to ATC. What we did was we negotiated the language of that conveyance to the best of our ability. We did not accept the language that they supplied to us. So one could argue as a matter of law, but when they filed in circuit court for the commencement of arbitration, we had to convey the property. So we went through the process of having the county clerk and the county executive sign the land interest over as we were required to do.
Well, what is the PSC overseeing?
So the PSC issued the certificate of service to ATC for their project.
So that basically initiates then the conveyance. I think
right. That starts
part gets initiated through the PSC.
That's right.
And then I did look up the statutory, the 3E 1964913E, and it looks that there the issue of the value of that easement goes to circuit court.
If we don't reach an agreement, the value of that easement will go to arbitration. They filed in circuit court the demand for arbitration, and the statute says that a judge shall appoint an arbitrator.
Okay.
So we were to the point of on at least one of the parcels, hiring witnesses. I mean, it's a pending case right now, so I don't want to get into much of the details besides the factual issues, but we were able to reach a resolution on both of those parcels
right.
to be able to present that to you today.
But you do get court oversight at that point, and it is the court that's appointing the arbitrator.
That's correct.
And that's the place where, you know, all the comments that have already been made about the statutory construction of this. At some point, a local circuit court gets some input on who is the arbitrator, and I think that's the point at which the county probably has the best case at making a legitimate argument before a court-appointed arbitrator. So, and that if I understand what you're explaining to us, was only done for two parcels.
So that was done for one parcel. The other parcel, although there was a filing for it, we reached an agreement on the numbers, so we didn't have to go and the judge doesn't appoint the arbitrator. We actually agreed on one. So, I mean, there is some oversight from the circuit court, but it's essentially to see how our process is going along and making sure everyone's complying with the statute.
Right. And I, you know, this company has a policy of not purchasing property. But if, in fact, you're putting these very large, high-powered lines on property, it's virtually going to be unusable. Mm-hmm. So the easement should reflect the value of what they're taking. Call it a sale, call it the taking of an easement, it's going to result in the same thing, which is once they have that easement and those power lines are in place, you virtually have made that property useless for other activities. Maybe there's a few exceptions that we could think about, but for the most part, the taking is a full value of that property, and hopefully that was considered when you worked out the real estate values.
Chairman, supervisors, it was. Traditionally, ATC gives the full fee value, even though their appraisals will reflect the land interest value from that appraiser's perspective, okay? So their appraiser will give the full fee value and then a discount based on the interest in land that the appraiser feels is being taken. But ATC will give the full fee value. Our appraiser's full fee value differed from ATC's appraiser's full fee value. And so we were able to negotiate an in-between those two numbers. So to your point, we came out better than ATC's full fee value and just shy of what ours was. So we came to an equitable agreement on the prices.
Okay, and I appreciate all that background. I'm looking at the report now, and you do set out the different values. Can you identify the parcel that actually you did take to court to get it appointed arbitrator?
Right.
Which one of those?
Lot 15, the Watertown Plank Road parcel. ATC's appraisal came in somewhere around $10,000. Our appraisal came in somewhere around $30,000. And so on that parcel, we negotiated the 17, but that was actually a negotiated agreement rolling into fleet as well to get both of those off the table so we didn't have to go to arbitration over the fleet parcel. In fleet, there was a discrepancy of, I think, a few hundred thousand dollars, maybe a little bit under that, and they came up $60,000, and we came down approximately, I think, 90-ish or something, just so we wouldn't have to incur the arbitration costs of having all the counsels working on hiring expert witnesses and going through depositions. It was really what we thought was an equitable solution.
Are any of our costs recoverable in this arbitration process?
No, in this case, it would be a split. We would just pay our own costs.
Under the statutory guidelines, are any of our costs recoverable?
They're not.
I mean, it sounds like they got a pretty good deal on that parcel. It sounds like they actually were closer to their appraisal than ours.
So Lot 15 was, and I'll try to put this delicately, it was sort of a test case for, I believe, for ATC to see how this process works. It's really a small remnant parcel, we believe, and as appraisals will differ, as to highest and best use and to the size and what's part of the larger parcel, okay? And that's eventually what would be decided at arbitration. But when we rolled it into the fleet, the way that we had to pull the numbers apart somehow to present it to you, we pulled it out in this fashion. It wasn't necessarily $17,000. It was part of a combined, and we took it out because it was a separate easement item to give to you.
Who is the arbitrator appointed?
It's Skorowski, Judge Skorowski, and it was not an appointed arbitrator. We agreed on the arbitrator.
Are you recommending these numbers?
Yes, we are.
You believe that's in the county's interest?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Who's going to maintain these the property once they put the lines up?
ATC.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the committee?
I would move approval of the recommendation.
We do have a motion for approval for item number 11. Any comments? Any other questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chief?
Respectfully, aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
We have item number 12, please.